In this video, we will practice the REST tool. REST is a simple, scriptural self-conversation practice for ending the day with God. REST stands for Review the Day with Grace. Entrust unfinished things to God. Speak scripture into sleep. Thank God for one mercy. This practice is not a formula that guarantees sleep. It is a way to train your inner conversation toward trust. Let's walk through it together. Begin by settling your body. Sit comfortably or lie down. Relax your shoulders, unclench your hands. Take a slow breath. You do not have to force yourself to feel peaceful. Simply remember that God is with you. Review the day with grace. Ask yourself, Lord, what happened today? Review the day honestly, but without condemning yourself. Then ask, what can I thank you for? What do I need to confess? What lesson should I carry forward? Perhaps you remember a difficult conversation. Instead of saying, I ruined everything, try saying, that conversation didn't go well. I can confess my part. I can seek forgiveness. My mistake is real, but it is not my identity. Jesus is still changing me. Review combines honesty with grace. E, entrust unfinished things to God. Name what you cannot finish tonight. You might pray, Lord, I entrust tomorrow's work to you. I entrust my family, my health, my finances, my relationships, my unanswered questions. Imagine placing each concern into the hands of Christ. When your mind says, I can't rest until everything is solved, answer with truth. Everything is not settled, but everything can be entrusted to God. If there is something you need to remember tomorrow, write it down. Then remind yourself, the next step is recorded. I do not need to solve it tonight. Speak scripture into sleep. Choose one short passage. Keep it simple. Perhaps in peace I will lie down and sleep. The Lord is my shepherd. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Come to me and I will give you rest. Repeat your scripture slowly. Let it become the final sentence your heart agrees with. If your thoughts say, tomorrow will be terrible, respond, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but Jesus will be with me. If they say, I am alone, answer, I may feel lonely, but God has not abandoned me. If they say, I didn't do enough today, respond, my work is unfinished, but God continues working while I rest. T, thank God for one mercy. Choose one specific blessing from today. Perhaps, thank you for that encouraging conversation. Thank you for giving me strength. Thank you for providing today's meals. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for never leaving me. One sincere expression of gratitude is enough. Now bring all four steps together. Review the day with grace. Entrust unfinished things to God. Speak scripture into sleep. Thank God for one mercy. A simple prayer might sound like this. Lord Jesus, thank you for being with me today. Thank you for your mercy. I confess where I failed and ask for your forgiveness. I place tomorrow and everything I cannot control into your hands. Your word reminds me that you are my shepherd. Thank you that I do not face tonight or tomorrow alone. Amen. If worries return after you pray, that does not mean this practice failed. Simply return to your scripture. You may need to do that several times. Each return is another act of trust. Your worksheet will help you create your own night peace and morning hope plan by identifying common nighttime thoughts, choosing meaningful scriptures, and preparing a hopeful sentence for tomorrow. Perhaps your morning sentence will be, God's mercies are new today. Christ will meet me in the next faithful step. I begin this day loved by God. Remember, nighttime peace is a practice, not a performance. Some nights will still be difficult. Continue caring for both your spiritual and physical well-being and seek qualified help if sleep problems persist. As we close, remember the REST practice. Review the day with grace. Entrust unfinished things to God. Speak scripture into sleep. Thank God for one mercy.